A disgrace to the profession. The world scientists, in their own words, on Michael E. Mann, his hockey stick, and their damage to science. Volume 1. Compiled and edited by Mark Stein. Illustrated by Josh. Narrated by Melissa Howes. Published by Stockade Books. All rights reserved. This chapter references graphs appearing between 171 and page 174 in the book, A Disgrace to the Profession. These graphs are also made available within the article for this episode at steinonline.com. Scientist number 65. Quote, exaggerated, inappropriate, close quote. Professor David Hand, OBE, FBA, PhD. Professor of Statistics at Imperial College London and former President of the Royal Statistical Society. Recipient of the Guy Medal from the RSS. Fellow of the British Academy and Officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire for services to research and innovation. Co-author of Principles of Data Mining and author of the Improbability Principle. Mark. At the press conference to release the findings of Lord Oxborough's panel, Professor Hand chose to single out the work of Michael Mann. As New Scientist reported, quote, David Hand, president of the UK Royal Statistical Society and a member of Oxborough's panel, said the work of climate scientists is a particularly challenging statistics exercise because the data are incredibly messy. He said the strongest example he had found of imperfect statistics in the work of the CRU and collaborators elsewhere was the iconic, quote-unquote, hockey stick graph, produced by Michael Mann of Pennsylvania State University. Hand pointed out that the statistical tool Mann used to integrate temperature data from a number of different sources, including tree ring data and actual thermometer readings, produced an exaggerated rise in temperatures over the 20th century relative to pre-industrial temperatures. Close quote. Professor Hand said he was impressed by Stephen McIntyre's statistical work and told New Scientist that an accurate graph would look more like a field hockey stick than an ice hockey stick. The Daily Telegraph also reported his comments. Quote, Professor David Hand said that the research, led by U.S. scientist Michael Mann, would have shown less dramatic results if more reliable techniques had been used to analyze the data. Professor Hand singled out a 1998 paper by Professor Mann of Pennsylvania State University, a constant target for climate change skeptics, as an example of this. The particular technique they used exaggerated the size of the blade at the end of the hockey stick. Had they used an appropriate technique, the size of the blade of the hockey stick would have been smaller, he said. The change in temperature is not as great over the 20th century compared to the past, as suggested by the Mann paper. The graph used data from hundreds of studies of past temperatures using tree rings, lake sediment, and glacier ice cores, and then merged these with more reliable recent temperature records. Professor Hand said many of the reproductions of the graph do not make clear when these different sets of data are used. It is only misleading in the sense they merge two different things, he said. Professor Hand praised the blogger Steve McIntyre of Climate Audit for uncovering the fact that inappropriate methods were used, which could produce misleading results. The Mann 1998 hockey stick paper used a particular technique that exaggerated the hockey stick effect, he said. Close quote. Scientist number 66. Quote, given its subsequent iconic significance, the figure supplied for the WMO report was misleading. Close quote. Sir Mira Russell, KCB, DL, FRSE, et al. Mira Russell is a fellow of the Royal Society of Edinburgh, chairman of the Judicial Appointments Board for Scotland, and formerly vice-chancellor of the University of Glasgow, and first permanent secretary to the Scottish Executive. Professor Geoffrey Bolton, OBE, FRS, FRSE, is Regius Professor Emeritus of Geology at the University of Edinburgh. Professor Peter Clark, FINSTP, CFIZ, F-I-E-T, C-E-N-G, is Professor of Physics at the University of Edinburgh. David Eyton is Group Head of Research and Technology at BP. Professor James Norton, F-R-S-A, F-B-C-S, F-I-E-T, is a board member of the British Parliament Science and Technology Committee, a council member of the Parliamentary IT Commission, and a member of the Electronic Communications Expert Advisory Panel of the Irish Commission for Communications Regulation. Mark. Sir Mir was appointed by the University of East Anglia to head the quote-unquote independent review into the CRU emails. Published in July 2010, his report was widely regarded as a joke, but it nevertheless had some harsh words for those involved, particularly with respect to the graph Mann co-authored for the World Meteorological Organization. Quote, finding, in relation to, quote-unquote, hide the decline, we find that given its subsequent iconic significance, not least the use of a similar figure in the TAR, the figure supplied for the WMO report was misleading in not describing that one of the series was truncated post-1960 for the figure, and in not being clear on the fact that proxy and instrumental data were spliced together. We do not find that it is misleading to curtail reconstructions at some point per se, or to splice data, but we believe that both of these procedures should have been made plain, ideally in the figure, but certainly clearly described in either the caption or the text. Mark. The decline they hid, the WMO tangle of spaghetti strands, looks fine on the cover, but if you close in on the right-hand side, you see that one of the strands is cut off because, if it continued, it would head downwards and there'd be no hockey stick. Dr. Judith Curry of Georgia Tech, quote, there is no question that the diagrams and accompanying text in the IPCC TAR, AR4, and WMO 1999 are misleading. I was misled. It did not occur to me that recent paleo data was not consistent with the historical record. It is obvious that there has been deletion of adverse data. Not only is this misleading, but it is dishonest. Close quote. Number 67. Quote, an overly simplified and artistic depiction. Close quote. Attorneys for Dr. Michael E. Mann, Ph.D. John B. Williams is a fellow of the American College of Trial Lawyers and an attorney with Williams Lopato, whose previous clients include the notorious fossil fuel-funded Mobil Oil Corporation and big tobacco pitchman Joe Camel. Catherine Rosato Riley and Peter J. Fontaine are attorneys with Cozen O'Connor, Mr. Fontaine being a founder of the Climate Science Legal Defense Fund. Mark. On September 3, 2014, acting for Michael Mann in his pleadings to the District of Columbia Court of Appeals, his lawyers forcefully addressed what Mir Russell's report had called a, quote-unquote, misleading graph. Quote, in their brief, the CEI defendants suggest that the University of East Anglia's investigation actually found that the hockey stick graph was misleading because it did not identify that certain data was, quote-unquote, truncated, and that other proxy and instrumental temperature data had been spliced together. This allegation is yet another example of defendants' attempts to obfuscate the evidence in this case. The misleading comment made in this report had absolutely nothing to do with Dr. Mann or with any graph prepared by him. Rather, the report's comment was directed at an overly simplified and artistic depiction of the hockey stick that was reproduced on the frontispiece of the World Meteorological Organization statement on the status of the global climate in 1999. Dr. Mann did not create this depiction, and the attempt to suggest that this report suggested an effort by Dr. Mann to mislead is disingenuous. Close quote. Mark. Gotcha. That 1999 graph from the WMO 50th anniversary report is absolutely nothing to do with Dr. Mann. So if it's misleading, as Sir Mir's panel found, or overly simplified and artistic, as Mann describes it, don't blame Dr. Mann, because Dr. Mann did not create this depiction. It's like going to Rolex and complaining that the Rolex you bought from the market stall has stopped ticking. Yet, at the same time, he was denying having anything to do with the WMO graph. Dr. Mann's own curriculum vitae was boasting that he was a proud co-author of it. Quote, Jones, P.D., Briffa, K.R., Osborne, T.J., Mann, M.E., Bradley, R.S., Hughes, M.K., cover figure for World Meteorological Organization, WMO, 50th Anniversary Publication, Temperature Changes Over the Last Millennium, 2000, close quote. Mark, so the graph that has absolutely nothing to do with Dr. Mann is listed on Dr. Mann's own CV as one of his published works. And when Mann's lawyers state badly that Dr. Mann did not create this depiction, he is, by his own admission, one of said depiction's creators. Irving Caesar, lyricist of Tea for Two and Swanee, had a legendary Broadway flop with a show called My Dear Public. The reviews were scathing and singled Caesar out particularly as he was the show's producer, lyricist, co-author, and co-composer. The following morning, he bumped into Oscar Hammerstein and said, "So they didn't like it, but why pick on me?" That's Mann's attitude to the 1999 hockey stick he co-authored. So it's misleading and oversimplified, but why pick on me? Scientist number 68, quote, "Our reaction on the errors found in Mike Mann's work were not especially honest," close quote. Dr. Douglas Moran, Ph.D., head of the Working Group of Statistical Climatology and Extreme Events at the Geomar Helmholtz Center for Ocean Research, former senior research associate at the University of East Anglia's Climatic Research Unit. Mark. And yet, for all the exonerations, quote-unquote, of Mann, perhaps the most straightforward judgment on his work came from a colleague. On October 24, 2007, 2 years before the ClimateGate leaks, Dr. Moran sent an email to fellow CRU staff with an interesting admission. Quote, "I'd like to invite all of you to today's discussion seminar, 4 p.m. in the coffee room. Climate Science in the Media. After the publication of the latest IPCC, the media wrote a vast number of articles about possible and likely impacts, many of them greatly exaggerated. The issue seemed to dominate news for a long time, and every company had to consider global warming in its advertisement. However, much of this sympathy turned out to be either whitewashing or political correctness. Furthermore, recently, and maybe especially after the Inconvenient Truth case and the Nobel Peace Prize going to Al Gore, many irritated and skeptical comments about so-called climatism appeared also in respectable papers." Close quote. Hence the coffee chat, which proposed to address seven topics. This was number two. Quote, "How should we deal with flaws inside the climate community? I think that our reaction on the errors found in Mike Mann's work were not especially honest." Close quote. Mark, it is not known what conclusions the seminar plus coffee reached on the errors found in Mike Mann's work. One of the most startling of the ClimateGate emails was one sent on May 29, 2008, from Phil Jones to Michael Mann. Quote, "Mike, can you delete any emails you may have had with Keith Re-AR4? Keith will do likewise. Can you also email Gene and get him to do the same? I don't have his new email address. We will be getting Casper to do likewise." Close quote. Casper is Casper Amon, and Gene is Eugene Wall, authors of one of those, quote-unquote, independent studies that, according to Mann, confirms his hockey stick. If Mann was surprised at being asked to delete emails to get around Freedom of Information laws, he didn't indicate it in his response to Jones. Quote, "Hi, Phil. I'll contact Gene about this ASAP. His new email is, talk to you later, Mike." Close quote. Scientist number 69, quote, question, "Did you ever receive a request by either Michael Mann or any others to delete any emails? Answer, I did receive that email. I did delete the emails." Close quote. Dr. Eugene Wall, Ph.D., physical scientist with the paleoclimatology program at the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Climatic Data Center. Member of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the American Geophysical Union, and the Ecological Society of America. Mark. Mann's official position on the email from Jones is that he forwarded it as requested, but that he did not delete his own data, nor did he urge Wall to delete his. When Todd Zinsser, the Inspector General of the U.S. Commerce Department, which includes NOAA, came to investigate ClimateGate, he asked Dr. Wall about the matter. Quote, Todd Zinsser, did you ever receive a request by either Michael Mann or any others to delete any emails? Eugene Wall, I did receive that email. That's the last one on your list here. I did receive that. Zinsser, and it was Michael Mann, I guess, that you received the email from. Wall, correct. Zinsser, and what were the actions that you took? Wall, well, to the best of my recollection, I did delete the emails. Zinsser, so did you find the request unusual, that you were being requested to delete such emails? Wall, well, I had never received one like it. In that sense, it was unusual. Zinsser, I guess if the exchange of comments and your review was appropriate, I guess what I'm just trying to understand why you'd be asked to delete the emails after the fact, at the time that there it appears that the CRU is receiving FOIA requests. Wall, yeah, I had no knowledge of anything like that, but that's what they were. Close quote. Mark. I did delete the emails. So mission accomplished, as the Inspector General's final report explained. Quote, the director of the CRU requested a researcher from Pennsylvania State University, Mann, to ask an individual who is now a NOAA scientist to delete certain emails related to his participation in the IPCC AR4. This scientist explained to us that he believes he deleted the referenced emails at that time. Close quote. Mark. As the Inspector General noted, Wall was not yet an employee of NOAA, or acting on Mann's email would have been a serious breach of data retention rules. Scientist number 70. Quote, he was not entirely truthful in a court case. Close quote. Professor Richard Toll, Ph.D. Professor of Economics at the University of Sussex and Professor of the Economics of Climate Change at the Free University, Amsterdam. Member of the Academia Europea. Former Michael Otto Professor of Sustainability and Global Change. Director of the Center for Marine and Atmospheric Sciences and board member of the University of Hamburg Center for Marine and Climate Research. Board member of the International Max Planck Research Schools on Earth System Modeling and Maritime Affairs, and of the European Forum on Integrated Environmental Assessment. IPCC author. Editor of Energy Economics, Associate Editor of Environmental and Resource Economics, Editorial Board Member of Environmental Science and Policy, and Integrated Assessment. Mark. Whether or not he has been quote-unquote exonerated by the NRC, Lord Oxborough, Sir Mir Russell, the NSF, or any other body, anyone who's heard Mann interviewed on radio or introduced on stage knows that he has been acclaimed by the most eminent body of all. In 2012, when Michael Mann launched his lawsuit against the editor of this book and National Review, he filed with the court a statement of claim, accusing the defendants of the hitherto unknown crime of defamation of a Nobel Prize recipient. It was news to other Nobel laureates that Dr. Mann was among their number. It was also news to Professor Geir Lundestad, the director of the Nobel Institute in Oslo. Quote, no, no, he has never won the Nobel Prize. Close quote. Mark. Mann's claim to be a quote-unquote Nobel Prize recipient, and thus in the same pantheon as Banting, Einstein, and the Curies, rests on the fact that in 2007, the IPCC shared with Al Gore the Nobel Peace Prize, and thus, as one of thousands of contributors to IPCC reports over the previous 17 years, Mann himself is now a Nobel laureate. Similarly, in 2012, the European Union was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and by the same logic, as citizens of the EU, Brigitte Bardot, Bono, and Antonio Banderas are all also, quote-unquote, Nobel Prize recipients. After both the Nobel Institute and the IPCC told him to knock it off, Mann was obliged to file an amended complaint, withdrawing his self-conferred Nobel. Professor Toll is Mann's fellow IPCC author and a citizen of the Netherlands, and thus a two-time Nobel Prize recipient. Tweeter Roddy Campbell asked him about the quote-unquote clarification that appeared on Mann's Facebook page. Professor Toll tweeted back, quote, "Maybe it is because he was not entirely truthful in a court case." Close quote. Indeed. In a comment at Dr. Judith Curry's website, Professor Toll put it bluntly, quote, "Who does most damage to the climate movement? Michael Mann, Phil Jones, Jim Hansen, Peter Gleick, Al Gore, Rajendra Pachauri, not necessarily in that order." Close quote. So Mann is not necessarily number one, but he's certainly top six. Chapter 8, Man-Spreading, Spawn of the Stick. Quote, "Based on the literature we have received, there is no overarching consensus on MBH98/99. As analyzed in our social network, there is a tightly knit group of individuals who passionately believe in their thesis. However, our perception is that this group has a self-reinforcing feedback mechanism. And moreover, the work has been sufficiently politicized that they can hardly reassess their public positions without losing credibility." Close quote. Dr. Edward J. Wegman, Ph.D. et al., Ad Hoc Committee Report on the Hockey Stick Global Climate Reconstruction, 2006. Here's Mark. Critics of the hockey stick are often told that you can whine all you like, but it's been, quote-unquote, independently replicated. For example, climate blogger David Appel, quote, "Mann et al.'s hockey stick work is now established science. It's been replicated by many different groups, some using completely independent mathematical techniques." Close quote. Well, that first link is to Mann himself, so aside from Mann replicating Mann, what else have you got? Quote, "A reconstruction of regional and global temperature for the past 11,300 years, Marcotte et al." Close quote. As we shall see in a few pages, that's all shaft and no blade, so no stick there. As Dr. Craig Loyal says, quote, "A cluster of papers with overlapping authors and heavily overlapping data is not any sort of independent test." Close quote. Dr. Barry Cook, of the Canadian government's Northern Forestry Center, quote, "To the extent that multi-proxy reconstructions are built on the same proxy data, they are statistically non-independent, i.e. correlated. It's not the non-independence that make the model worthless, it's the uncertainty." Close quote. Nevertheless, go beyond Mann and a small group of associates, and a hockey stick gets harder to find. Here's what Mann's stick looks like. Keep your eye on the left end around zero and the right end up at 0.8. That's what a hockey stick replication needs to show. The medieval non-warm period flatlined on the ground floor, and the late 20th century heading up through the roof. Spot the hockey stick round one. How about these? From the peak just left of the year 1000, that's in descending order, Lundqvist et al., Mann EIV, Moberg et al., and Hergel et al. That peak is the restored MWP, which instead of being 0.8 degrees colder than now, is instead about the same. So instead of replicating Mann's findings, these guys put late 20th century warming back within the range of natural variability. No hockey stick there. Spot the hockey stick, round two. That's Northern Hemisphere Reconstructions, Same Turf as Man, by Jan Esper and Fritz Schweingruber of the Swiss Federal Research Institute and Edward Cook of the Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory. At the year 1300, the top line is Man, and the lower line is Esper, who has an MWP and a chilly little ice age and no stick. Spot the hockey stick, round three. The top line is from Håkan Grud in 2008, and the one below it from Professor Grud in 2002, as used in a talk by Professor Vincent Courtelot, who said, quote, recent global warming is often labeled as abnormal or without precedent. It actually had equivalents in 750, 1000, 1400, and 1750. Spot the hockey stick, round 4. Craig Lowell. Nope. There's the MWP and LIA back in action. Man was always an outlier, but his graph fit the IPCC's political ends. So the stick became a star.